Today on Gardening in a Minute, Beautyberry. Beautyberry is an easy-to-grow, colorful native with attractive berries. The branches of this slightly sprawling shrub form long arches that bend toward the ground. Birds may feed on the berries, and the leaves can be crushed and used as a natural insect repellent. Flowers appear along the beautyberry's branches from June through August, maturing into jewel-like berries by September. These berries typically come in bright purple, but there are also selections with lavender or even white fruit. If the berries aren't first devoured by birds, they'll persist for several weeks after the plant drops its leaves, adding a splash of color to what otherwise might be a dull winter landscape. You can plant beautyberry anywhere in Florida most any time of the year, and it'll be drought-tolerant once established. For more information about beautyberry and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, garden structures. A garden is more than just plants. Structures add interest to a garden all year, especially when plants are dormant. Trellises can display plants attractively, cover unsightly walls, or make the most of small spaces. Arbors not only display plants, but offer an inviting entryway or shady spot on hot days. These arches support plants and can be used to create separate areas in the landscape. A pergola is similar to an arbor, but usually covers a walkway. By training woody vines to grow over a pergola, you can enjoy an emerald patio or footpath through your landscape. Gazebos are freestanding roofed structures that are open on all sides. They provide shade and a place to rest from which you can enjoy the view. For more information about garden structures and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, repotting orchids. Orchids should be repotted when the media breaks down or the plant gets too big for the pot. You'll use the same procedures when you want to divide an orchid to create a new plant. Repotting calls for new media, and you can choose from bark, charcoal, osmunda fiber, or even volcanic rock. Clay pots are the most common containers, but you can also choose from plastic pots or wooden baskets. To repot an orchid, first remove the old media, as well as any dead or diseased roots, before placing it in the new pot or on the new mounting. After repotting, use clips to secure the orchid until it's established. Water your plant right away, but don't fertilize for at least several weeks. For more information about repotting orchids and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, scale insects. Scale insects are serious pests of ornamental plants. The most damaging kinds are armored scales, soft scales, and mealybugs. Scales cause damage by sucking plant fluids from leaves, stems, and even roots. Heavily infested plants look unhealthy and produce little new growth. Scales are hard to see because they often hide under leaves and on branches. Infested leaves may look yellow from the top. A black coating called sooty mold grows on the waist of some scales and other soft-bodied insects. Scales can be controlled with horticultural oil sprays. Apply insecticides when the eggs are hatched to help control outbreaks. Natural enemies can also help control scale insects. Be sure to identify the pest before treating and always follow label instructions. For more information about insect pests and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, African violets. African violets make great, easy-to-grow houseplants. These small potted plants love a spot with bright indirect light and moderate temperatures. African violet flowers come in shades of pink, purple, and white, and in combinations of these colors, too. Typically, when you purchase an African violet, it'll be happy in that container for a while. African violets usually like to be somewhat crowded, but need to be repotted about once a year. They prefer a lightweight potting media. Water your African violets when the soil surface is dry to the touch. Water from the top or bottom, but don't let your plant sit in water once it's absorbed what it can. To create new plants, just snap off a leaf and nestle it in potting soil. For more information about African violets and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.